Because then you start asking God, why? Why me? Seem like everybody else is standing up straight. Seem like everybody else is doing well. Seem like everybody else, family is together. Seem like everybody else's health is better than mine. It seems as if, why, God, are you taking so long? Why are you leaving me in this position and condition for so long? I don't deserve this. And we could come better, we can come better to others who may not be bent over like we're bent over. But the Bible says that this woman never uttered within her spirit, within her heart, that she was bitter as anyone, at anyone. She just came to the synagogue to hear the word. She just came as she should have, in the presence of those that was there, in the presence of God, to hear the word. As she was there, the Bible says that in Luke chapter 13 and verse number 12, it says that, and when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, woman, thou art loose from thine infirmities. And when he said this, and he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. This woman who was there, no doubt could not see anyone or see Jesus' face. But Jesus heard, he said he called her name. He knew out of all the people in the synagogue, he said he called her by name. Now Jesus was just in the area. How did he know this woman? Because Jesus knows us. He knows our name individually. And he called, so this woman just had to go based upon her hearing his voice. How does God call us today? He calls us by the gospel. He calls us by his word. That's why it's so important to stay in the word. To stay in the word, because God is calling us in our condition. While we're bent over, he calls us. He says, Lee, I know what you're going through. I want you to come. He says, honey, I know what you're going through. I want you to come. He says, Jordan, I know what you're going to. I know what you're going through. I want you to come. He calls us by name because he knows our situation. He knows our condition. He knows when we are bent over with the things of life. And it says that when she went to Jesus, I can just see her just going, just hearing the voice. And I hear Jesus' voice over this way. So this is the way I'm going to walk. I can't look up, but I can just hear his voice. You see, we can't see God, Jesus, physically, but we can follow his voice through his word. We can follow his will by knowing and understanding what his will is for us. And when this woman was able to get to him, he touched her, and she was made whole, and she glorified God. He is always close enough to help us. In James chapter 4 and verse number 18, the Bible said, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. He said, if you draw nigh, he said, woman, come to me. You see, he didn't go over at this particular time. He didn't go over to where she was at. He called her name and she came to him. If we get close to God, God said, I get close to you. I'm right here. All you need to do is come. Don't be so bent over that you're not willing to come to Jesus. Don't get so caught up in what's going on in your life or what you're dealing with that you're not willing to go to Jesus. The problem is that some of us, we stay bent over because we don't go to Jesus. We don't go to Jesus. We'll stay bent over in our issues with our problems, and we'll sit there in whatever we're in, and we'll go everywhere else, and we won't even not go anywhere at all. But we need to go to Jesus. He's right there. He's right there waiting on us. Another expression that she did is in John 12:32, Jesus said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I would draw men unto me. She lifted up Jesus by having faith and going to him. You see, the only way we're going to straighten up is we got to lift up Jesus first. The only way that things are going to straighten up in our lives is that we got to lift up Jesus first. See, the problem is that sometimes we want to lift up ourselves, try to lift up without lifting up Jesus first. It doesn't work that way. We can't lift up ourselves. I'm going to show you this in a second. We can't straighten up our own ways. We can't get our own self right without Jesus. We need to be able to lift him up. And then once we lift him up, he's going to draw all men. If he's up, it's going to straighten us up. But we got to lift him up, and then we'll be able to straighten up. We can't live a life to where we lift up other stuff first. We can't lift our job up first. We can't lift our family up first. We can't lift our wealth and our health, our well-being up first. We got to lift up Jesus first. That means lifting him up, meaning that giving him total command, rule, and authority over our lives. And then once we do that, whatever causes us to be bent over, he is able to straighten out. This woman, who no doubt had been to all the physicians she can go to, she couldn't find help anywhere. There was no one who could help or change her condition until Jesus came along the way. And when Jesus looked at her and said the words and laid his hands on her, she was able to be lifted up. Now watch as we look at the word of God. You see, when I look at her condition, when I look at how God blessed her, when I look what God took her from, when I look at her emotional state, she began to feel she was not ashamed, but she started rejoicing him. She started glorifying God, what God had done for her and what he had done in her life. When I look at God Almighty in the book of Psalms 146 and verse number 8, you see, when I look at our condition, when I look at Jesus Christ in Psalms 146 and verse number 8, we're going to take a look at that passage as I look at the goodness of God. What does the Bible say? The Lord opened the eyes of the blind. Wait a minute. The Lord does what? The Lord raises them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. Now watch this. Watch this. When we are in a sense of being bent over, whether it's because of sin, whether it's because of trouble, whether it's because of suffering, it limits us being able to see. And it makes us blind to be able to see what we should be able to see. The Bible says the Lord gives sight to the blind. You see, when we are going through things, we can't see things clearly. We didn't see the outcome. We can't see down the road. But the God said, God allows us to see. And when we've been over in life with stuff and things, the Bible said the Lord is able to straighten us up when we've been over. I thank God that there's someone who can straighten me up when I'm bent over. You see, when he straightens us up, it's not like other folks straighten us up. When he straightens us up, you see, he straightens us up because he loves and cares about us. He straightens us up because he wants the very best for us. And sometimes when I talk about things in life, see, sometimes God doesn't straighten us because we don't want to get straight. We don't want to straighten up. There are some that just don't want to be straightened up. But those who want to be straightened up, those who want to straighten up, God says, I'm able to do that. I'm the only one who really can straighten some things out in your life. When I look at the blessing of what took place, man cannot make straight which God has made crooked. The grace of God can make that straight, which is sin of man that makes man's crooked. Many a children of God are long under the spirit of infirmity, a spirit of bondage, a spirit of prevailing with grief and fear. Their souls are cast down within themselves. They are troubled. They are bowed down greatly. They are mourning all the day. But Christ, by his spirit of adoption, loosens them from their infirmities in due time and raises them up. When I look at this woman, there are some things that you may say, that I need to get straightened out. I need to get this straightened up. I'm tired of carrying around this load with me. I'm tired because it's weighing me down. It's bending me over. I cannot stand straight and tall in my character, in my being, in my spirit, in my soul, because this thing is staying with me. This thing won't seem to leave. And we need to go to God. We need to be able to go to Jesus. We need to be able to leave some things. I believe there's some souls out here this morning that some things they would like to get straight in their lives. I believe that some souls that are here this morning that are dealing with some things that they need to get straightened out. I believe that there are some souls who have tried to straighten out some things, but has done like a bad physician. You know, they have some doctors that may not be as well educated, and they end up doing surgery on folk when they really don't have the experience, and then they call that malpractice. And they leave a person in a worse condition than they was before they had the surgery. You see, what happens is that sometimes instead of letting God and Christ do the work, we become the doctor. We try to fix it. We don't have the knowledge nor the power to fix ourselves. And what we end up doing, we do something called malpractice, and we end up being bent over more and by trying to fix it ourselves or work on it ourselves without God's guidance, without God's direction, and we keep on getting worse, and the condition doesn't seem to get better. But whatever state that you're in, you're never too low where God can lift you up. And you're never too far off track that God can bring you back home. You see, this woman could have, for some, being that condition would give her an inferiority complex. The complex meaning that I'm no good. I'm worse than everybody else. I'm in a hopeless situation. It's not going to get any better. She could have been in that state to where she could have had that mentality. And being bent over can put a person in that state of mind. That no matter what has happened, see, sometimes things cause us to bend over and it's not our fault. See, there are some folk who have scoliosis and spine condition. They were just born with that. It's nothing that they asked for and try. See, there are some things in life that can happen to us that we didn't ask for. It just happened that way. And it causes us to be bent over, not based upon something we've done, but based upon just something that just has happened. The things that can hurt us and scar us and mentally bend us over. But regardless of the condition, that whatever has caused us to be bent over, it's time to straighten up. Because if you stay in that condition, it's not because of God, it's because of you. If you stay in that frame of mind, if you stay in that mentality, if you stay in that spirit, it's not because of God, it's because you choose to stay bent over. I believe that those who are tired of walking and looking at the ground of life instead of looking up, this is your opportunity and time that you can straighten up, because the great physician is here, Jesus. This is the time that for those who may have not yet obeyed the gospel, have not come to Christ according to the will of God in the manner in which he wants us to. This is the time to where you don't have to stay bent over in sin any longer. Jesus came to seek and save that which was lost. Jesus came and died and suffered and died on Calvary. Jesus was stretched out on the cross. He was laid out on the cross, that we may have life. And they lifted him up and they hung him high and dropped him low. And he hung there on Calvary and said, "It is finished." Jesus died on the cross that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus died so we won't have to be bent over. And he rose again on the third day, Lord of lords and kings of kings. Well, how do I follow Jesus, who is the master? We must hear. We've heard how and what he's done. Now we must believe in the word. We must repent of our sin. Luke 13:3-5. Tell God, repentance is saying, I'm tired of going in the wrong direction. I'm tired of living a bent over life in the life of sin. Now, God, I want to straighten up. I want you to straighten me up and straighten me out and turn me around. So now I want to follow you. And when we turn and follow the direction of Jesus, he is able to straighten us up. Then we must confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and then be buried in a watery grave of baptism. Baptism puts us into Christ. It makes us a child of God. No longer have sin can bend us over, but when we are baptized, our sins are washed away. The weight that has so easily beset us is now gone, and now we can lift our hands to the clouds and say, God, thank you, because you've taken away my sins that has caused me to be bent over. Then we become a member of Christ's church, the church of Christ, the one that he's married to, the one that he's died for, the one that he's coming back for. Maybe you're a child of God and you have been bent over because you have walked off the path of righteousness. You can come back if you repent of your sins. He is faithful and just to give all unrighteousness. And then for those who are here this morning who are dealing with issues of life, things that you have come in this morning, been over with, you've come to the right place. You don't have to leave here bent over with your problems. You don't have to leave here fighting those things on your own. We can pray with you and for you. It reminds me of a story. When I was about early 17 years, every year, I used to live in Michigan, and every year, used to drive 17, 18 hours to a little town in Arkansas called Antoine, where my grandparents lived out. And a lot of times, my father and I, we would travel together. As he got older and I was 17 years old, or late 16 when I got my license and I was driving, that we were coming, we left early in the morning, leaving Arkansas to go back to Michigan, and this particular time I started out driving. And little did I know that for all the years I was growing up, that when I wasn't able to drive, that many times, 2, 3 times, 4 times a year, we make that trip like it was nothing, on a constant basis, and he would drive. Well, this particular time, I started out driving, and he was in an early stage, which I didn't know it, of leukemia. And so he didn't have the same strength that he usually had. So I was driving, and about time we got to Little Rock, which from where we are to Little Rock is about 2 hours. He woke up. He was on the passenger, woke up and said, you need me to help drive? And I said, no, I got it. And I got a good feeling knowing that instead of him carrying me, I was able to carry him. And as years went on after he passed and I had my own family, and we would do a lot of traveling and to the south and different places, and do a lot of traveling at nighttime. I would look over and I would see Sherry and all the kids sleep and during the late hours, and I was driving. I would look over and it would give me that same good feeling that I'm carrying them. You know, I'm taking care of them in terms of getting them there. When we're going through things in life, and sometimes when we're suffering, when we're going through problems, and I think sometimes we ask God, God, you want me to take over? And God says, no, I got it. I'm not tired. I'll get you there safe. You don't have to worry. But sometimes we want to take over and we want to drive, thinking that we can handle it. But God looks over and said, and when we go through our nights, the dark times in our life, God says, that's all right, I got it. I know how to get you there. Why don't you stand right now? Is there anybody that wants to come to Jesus this morning? Anybody tired of being bent over? Is there anyone out here that's ready to straighten up and let Jesus help you? This is the time. God's hand is stretched out. He says, come unto me. He can't help you unless you come. Why don't you stop walking? Start walking now. Start walking to Jesus. I keep falling in love with him over and over and